It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper long?
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. It's been a minute, man. I've been gone for a few, but hey, I'm back. And this time I brought the homegirl with me, man. Big homie Gigi from the Big Homies segment of the Bobby Dollars Show. Today, I felt like, why not get to know Gigi? She's a newcomer, man. She one of the newbies of the whole situation. One of the newest big homies outside of Mo and B. Mo actually knew too, but Gigi's our newest homegirl, sis, whatever you want to call her. Gigi, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. I'm really glad you decided to come on and hang out tonight. We had other plans, actually, to be honest with you, but you know, big homie, Bobby Dollars always so spontaneous. We're gonna flip the script or whatever we gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
For real. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So everything's been going well with you today. Tonight?
Yes. For it to be a Monday, it wasn't too bad. It started off smooth, ended smooth, and now I'm with you, so it's even better.
Oh, I heard that. That's what's up, man. I'm brownie points, man. Get you a little extra money. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, look, I had to bring you on though, man. In my mind and with the few of the people that I've talked to that has listened to the show, you've become pretty popular, man, like with some of the guys and a few of the chicks that I talk to at work and everything that listen to the podcast. They like what you be doing. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I decided to go ahead and bring you on permanently. I bet you didn't know that, huh?
I had no idea. That actually made me smile. I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear me smile?
Yeah, you know, so
shout outs to y'all. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I actually one of the little homies, Dan and all them, I didn't even know that they was listening to the podcast like that. I guess one day I had one of my Bobby Dollar Show hoodies on, and I guess they was looking at the back of the hoodie and seeing the website and went to it and all of that. But good thing I updated the website, because or else they wouldn't have heard you on there, you know. But for the most part, that's what's up, man. And again, I'm glad to have you on. So let's get started, man. Let's actually dive into a few questions, man. Let's get to know Gigi. First off, Gigi, I know my listeners or our listeners would love to know, are you in a relationship right now?
Ooh, that's a really good question. So I'm going to answer it like this.
Oh, shit.
It really depends on the day. Okay? All right. And that just means that wholeheartedly, I am a single woman. No one has fully committed to me, but I will be someone's woman depending if it's a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, or how my schedule may persist. So to answer it in a nutshell, it depends on the day.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, man, right from the horse's mouth, because I wouldn't have been able to tell nobody no shit like that. I know, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, though, that's cool, man. You have any children?
No, but I have a dog. And no, I don't call her, I don't think she's a child, but she's the closest thing to something that's outside of me that I love unconditionally.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, you are always at liberty to discuss your age or say no. We'd also like to know what part of the world you're in.
So I'm in my early 30s. You guys can figure that out. Higher or lower, I'm not offended. I think I still look good, like a glass of wine that you like to drink on Sunday mornings.
I heard that.
Maybe even the evenings on a good day. But I'm on the East Coast. I'm from Jersey.
Okay. You don't sound like a Jersey girl to me. You know what I'm
really?
Saying? No, you don't. I would say more New York, upstate Virginia, somewhere like that.
Okay. Well, I'm in Jersey where I'm really close to New York. I'm literally about maybe 20 minutes away. So I do spend a lot of time in New York, so I can see that.
Okay.
But I think I sound like I'm from Jersey.
Well, or
like sometimes I get a little Southern in me, but I don't know what it is. I don't know.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Okay. Okay. So, I guess what we would like to know is how do you feel, I guess, about like family and being a part of some of the families, or I guess like in if we was on Survivor, we would say alliances that you've created so far, like in the podcasting world, you know, like maybe on your job, you know, I mean, and I don't mean this like family, like brothers, sisters, cousins, like that's too much information. I mean, like, are you good with creating chemistry and alliances and things like that with people, or do people get around you and be like, oh no, I ain't fucking with her, she kind of bitchy, no way, you know, like like how are you, you know what I'm saying?
I'm usually lovable. I'm usually able to always find some type of similarities or common ground with anyone that I meet, whether it's just being civil or having manners or just complimenting someone. I never had an issue. I feel like in Survivor, they would have kept me.
They
would believe that I would have saved them. Yeah, absolutely. Because I would be able to be in everyone's clique and still be on my own at the same time. I would let everyone know that they are loved and appreciated and protected.
You trying to play both sides, man. See, you getting voted
never,
off.
Off. No, you're only playing both sides if you're not genuine. But if genuinely who I am is that I don't have a problem with two people that are on the opposition and I still can find common interest with these people, there's no reason for me to have an issue with them. And so I will always be that the HR department. I will be the voice of reason. I will be able to allow people to see different perspectives, even if they don't agree.
Oh wow, man. I ain't never heard no human being refer to themselves as the HR department. That's you, boy. That's a big ass step to take. Damn. Oh wow. Okay. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. So, I got a question here that I know that'll kind of catch you off guard a little bit, but it'll make a lot of sense. So tell me this, what are you the most passionate about right now?
Podcasting. Absolutely.
Yeah, really. Tell me why, man. why podcasting?
Well, for me, I was never a social media person, but I enjoy talking to people. And as I began talking to people, I realized that I either provided a feeling, a vibe, or some type of inspiration to anyone that I speak to. And that was something that I wanted not only the people in my immediate circle, people that I deal with on a daily basis would see, but the world. And I wanted to find a way that I was able to do that without actually showing my face. How can I make my voice be the reason why I'm telling you to go be great? And you're like, I'm going to be great. And podcasting seemed like the best place to do it.
Okay. Okay. I like that. That makes sense. I mean, but you know, podcasting, man, it's a really big deal right now. It's not one of those situations where people are utilizing it as a hobby like they were because they were in the pandemic. Like they out here right now and you in competition with the world. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely not.
So
I'm only in competition with myself.
Okay. Well, if you say that, then tell me this.
Yeah.
What would you, or what kind of podcast are you going to do that's going to make yours stand out? That's going to differentiate you from the rest?
To make it simple, it's not even about the content. It's not even about what my cover photo is going to be. It's really just going to be the fact that it's going to be me talking to you, whether it's about my daily struggles in my life or my aspirations are, what your aspirations are, what I've been going through. I truly believe that any type of content, whether I'm talking about sports or I'm talking about the dick I was sucking, somebody gonna listen to me.
It's more so gonna be like a blog then.
Possibly. Okay. To put it in a nutshell, it's the pod that I'm looking to have. The difference about it is it's who's bringing that information to you and how it's being provided. And that's my main goal. You may even hear what I'm saying from other people, but it's just how I'm saying it, how you're feeling when I'm saying it is going to make a difference. That's something that I truly believe. Like, I could tell you to go be great just like you could tell me to go be great. But the way that Gigi said go be great, it hit a little different.
Okay, I heard that. That's what's up, man. Well, okay. Well, speaking of the dick you were sucking, if you could go back, if you could go back 5 years, right now, today, if you could go back 5 years, what would you change about your future right now?
Nothing. I think that everything that has happened to me, good, bad, or indifferent, including my accident, has made me who I am and allowed me to be in a space where I'm able to provide stories that are able to change someone or inspire someone's lives. I'm letting someone know that I, too, have gone through those same struggles and I made it through, so I wouldn't change anything.
I heard that, man. So you heard it here first. So, hey, I always say it myself like that. No regrets, man. You just, you know, contemplate on all the right things, make logical decisions, and you ain't got no reason to trip off of your past and all the things that you did wrong or the mistakes you made. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
You're comfortable, you know. Hey, you know, so with that said, hey, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're gonna jump back in a few more questions and get to know Gigi a little bit more. So let me take this break. If you leave, I'm stroking your back, baby. Loving your body, baby. As you're whining your body, baby. So crazy. Loving your body, baby. Gally, what need to me? I just wanna let you know. Hope every day you don't need no other. And we're back. It's the big homie Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to the Bobby Dollars Show. And again, we are back here with the big homie Gigi. She is rapping with me, man. Just getting to know her a little bit, you know. Gigi, so a little bit ago when we was talking, you was kind of mentioning something about an accident. Tell me what happened, man. Tell me about your accident.
Yeah, so it happened in May of 2018. I was on my way home and I was hit, but the person that hit me was never found. I was found on the side of the highway by some state troopers. And then once they took me to the hospital, I had a shattered ankle, a torn aorta, and fractures to my back.
Wow.
And cuts and bruises with glasses, like all over, like my face and thighs and arms and stuff.
Okay. Wow. And how was like, was there like an extensive recovery process or anything? Like, did the people, like, what was the outcome to your accident? Because it kind of seemed like when you mentioned it before that it was kind of a big deal, like a big part of your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to learn to walk again because I had to, my ankle was shattered. I have like pins and bolts and plates in it, so I wasn't able to walk for a while. Also, the aorta that tore my heart, I have a stent in my heart now. And at that point when they were doing the surgery, they told my parents that I only had like a 2% chance of living, because usually with the tore aorta, they don't know like if they're able to like put it together soon enough until I die. Did I answer? Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. You did. You actually did. Yeah. I mean, like, we was just, well, and I say we meaning me and the listeners. No, we was just trying to figure out in my mind anyway, like, like how it feels, because like, actually, to be honest with you, I was in an accident too that I almost died in. And, you know, it was a hard process for myself. I didn't have to like learn how to walk or nothing like that again. But generally, I guess it was just the fact of knowing that, excuse me, I'm sorry, just the fact of knowing that, you know, you're in a car that flips over 6 times and all this different kind of stuff could have happened to you and you could have did this and that could have happened. Like, most of the time, that's the scariest part, just thinking to yourself what could have happened. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't the fact that you broke your leg and then it's like when the people, oh my God, you could have died, or like, oh Jesus, you could be blind, you had glass in your eye, you know, like that's the stuff that blow your mind, you know. I guess to lighten it all up, man, because
it's okay.
I'm happy that, you know, you were able to come out of that, man, and have such a positive spirit, you know what I'm saying, and be, you know, in such great mindset. That's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't, man. A lot of people use that kind of stuff, and I mean, they lose it and they end up in a mental health situation. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to you.
Well, I did go to therapy. I definitely did go to therapy. So it wasn't like, oh, like I'm great again. Like it was a process for me too. But thank you.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Big homie Gigi. Tell me this then. What are you the most proud of yourself right now?
What am I most proud of? Right now, myself and my resilience to keep going when I feel like I don't want to, being a part of the Lunch Break Network, being on my podcast, being on your podcast, and my dog. Shout out to you, Carly, yo. Like,
you and that damn dog, girl. You and that damn dog.
For years, like, she's definitely, like, a best friend that doesn't need to talk to me to understand what I'm going through.
Yeah,
because
you make me worried about that damn dog. I know that.
Why? I love her so much.
Oh, man. That is so funny to me. But that's cool, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm glad you're proud that you're keeping the dog alive. I'm actually proud of that, too.
Thank you. Shout out to you, Carly. That's another day.
So any secret talents, any hidden talents that people don't know anything about?
I was laughing because I was like, charge for those. Just kidding.
I had a feeling.
A hidden talent. I dance.
Do you?
I dance. Not like on a pole, but I mean, if I give me a pole, I'll probably figure it out. But I've danced for like about like 13 years. So like I did like ballet, jazz, tap, so I did that. That's one of my hidden talents. I mean, I don't think anybody would think that I couldn't dance, but I definitely can. And I'm a risk taker.
Okay. But you know what?
That's anything once.
But you know, that's honestly from a standpoint of a man my age, that's cool, man. Like that hands on your knees shit get old after a while. Like you ain't gotta twerk to every song come on the radio and all that. Like
I be having dance routines.
Yeah. Hey, look, I ain't gonna eat stuff, man, because there's been plenty of times I done stood in front of the TV while Chris Brown on trying to pop and lock a little bit too, you know what I'm saying? Hey, because it's cool to actually dance. Like, I grew up in that era, man, where when you dance, you only turned around and did the twerking when the freaky song came on. But when the fun shit came on, like, this is how we do it, Montel Jordan, all them, like, we was face-to-face dancing. And, yes. You know what I'm saying, laughing and having a good time and talking shit, pointing at other people. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be fun.
Yeah.
But nowadays...
Hitting the two-step with a little fun to it.
Yeah, you hear me? Like, it would be fun, man. But right now, it's not that way anymore, so...
No, they want you... Everybody grab ankles. Grab your ankles, man. Grab your ankles.
Yeah, till you hit your damn forehead on the floor and pass out. Yeah.
I'm surprised I ain't vet nothing for that yet. I'm actually pretty surprised.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. Maybe make a do-rag with a magic eraser in the front for cushions. So that way they can pop, lock, and drop it all night damn long and bust their ass, whatever they need to do. Oh, man, girl, you crazy. Okay, so that's what's up. Let's see what else I got for you, man, because you said you don't have any children. Your relationships are based on what day of the week it is.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
but if anyone wants to change that, can we let the audience know? If anybody wants to change that, there's a possibility for that too. However, in the meantime,
okay.
In the between side.
So any of y'all that don't understand what she just said, send dick pics. She want dick pics in her inbox tonight.
I don't want dick pics. I do not want dick pics. I like finishers. If you want to send me video, I'll take the video. I do not want dick pics.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. I'm just talking shit. Don't do it.
Do the finisher. I like the finisher. It's nice. And if you got sound in the background, I like that. I'll give you a little star. I'll give you a star for the sound in the background.
I am Gigi. You can't be a big homie if you got OnlyFans. I'm telling you this right now, man. Like, you...
first of all, I should be a big homie if I had an OnlyFans, because that only contributes to me being a big homie. That only means that I'm hustling for what I know that I have.
Oh my God, man! You're just gonna
try to be great.
Just gonna flip that around like that. Just turn it around, make it right, right?
I got my hands to my ankles, y'all.
Oh, my God, man. All right, so tell me, what's the most valuable thing in your life right now, then?
My life. And I try to appreciate it every day. Because, again, before you go every day, and especially, like, when you're younger, it's like you're, like, a superhuman. Things could happen, but it's not going to happen to you. But when it does, it hit different. And it allows me to appreciate my days even when I don't want to appreciate me even more, because every day I wake up, it's just a moment for me to just be greater than I was yesterday.
That's what's up, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. To all the little girls out there, do the humpty hump. Hey, look, she giving y'all gems right now, man. She dropping them, so pick them up. Check this out, though. Being a woman in her early 30s, what's the best advice you've ever received since you've been out in society, like in the working class and school and high school and all of it?
As long as you love you, everything else will love you back.
I like that. That's like an affirmation, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like that. That's what's up, man. I like that. That's awesome. Okay. That's what's up, man. So are you content in Jersey? Like, are you happy on the East Coast? Or if you could live anywhere in the world, what would it be?
So I love the East Coast, because that's where I'm from. However, I will travel the world. If I can take me and Carlene and we can be out and we can visit each state for 6 months, I would do that. I love experiencing different people. Are you laughing because I thought I'd bring my dog?
Yeah, the damn Carlene.
That's my
man.
Dog. What do you mean? What, you think I was going to just leave her here? No, absolutely not.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's the homie.
Oh, my God. Big homie Carlene.
Yes, but I'll travel the world. Like, that's my idea. My ideal is to even get a profession where I'm able to travel, still work, and be able to spend time with my dog all at the same time.
Right.
To answer your question, I don't have to stay in Jersey. I would go anywhere else outside of Jersey in a heartbeat. Is there a specific place? No. Okay. But there could be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you're just going around the world, man, then it ain't no need to have no need to have no destination. You know what I'm saying? You just get out there.
Be like Kanye. Kanye said, if you have the best networking, you will never need a home. All you just need is a bag. Because wherever you are, someone's always going to tell you that they got you. Whether they hitting you up in a hotel or they're telling you that you have a place to stay. And that's my idea, is that I'll have family and friends and people that I've worked with across the world, that no matter where I go, I'm always going to have a place to stay. With Carly.
With Carly. That's what's up, man. Hey, that's what's up. I like that. That's what's up. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take one more quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into some real questions with Gigi. Mm. You know, not like too real, but just like some girl questions, man. Like, we're going to...
Girl questions.
Yeah, man. You know, stuff that I wouldn't ask no guy. I'm going to ask Gigi, man. So we'll be right back and getting to know Gigi today. Bobby Dollar Show.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style, and so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Words,
killing me softly.
And we're back, Bobby Dollar Show. It's the Big Homie. And I got my special guest, Big Homie Gigi, on here. We getting to know Gigi tonight. Let me see. So we said we was going to fire off some questions at you, Gigi. I called them girl questions because I said it wasn't nothing that I would ask no guy. But, you know, it is what it is. So
woman. How about we use woman questions?
Okay, well, they can be woman. Wait a minute. Is this one of those she, her things or them, they?
I don't want to be perceived that I'm answering a girl question. I want to be perceived that I'm answering a question as a woman. But that's okay. That's just for semantics. We can continue. I was just being an ass.
Okay, because I'm lost right quick. I got lost. Okay. I got lost. That
and I found you. I brought you back. It's okay. It's fine.
All right, so let's jump right in real quick, man. First question: What's the one of the most craziest or out of character things you've ever done?
Craziest or out of character? I can't say it's out of character because if I did it, it's definitely in my character. I just didn't tap into it yet. So craziest, like to somebody or just me in general?
Just you in general. Don't overthink it.
I did. I was just like, I jumped out of a plane, but I didn't feel like that was too crazy. I feel like people have jumped out of planes
before. Shit, that was crazy as hell. I'm scared the hell of heights. I ain't jumping out of nothing.
Okay, so I did it twice.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that is crazy. That's hella crazy.
Yeah. I did a tandem, so like I was attached to someone, but yes.
Shit, I don't even want to climb a ladder to clean the gutters, man. You up in a plane? That's crazy enough for me. So that's what's up. All right, so let's move on to the next question then. All right, so I would say, all right, you know what? I know what I'll catch you with. What's your one favorite thing, the one favorite thing that you love to do when you're at home alone?
Take a shower. I like taking really long showers, and I like putting candles, and I like... also like putting like some rainforest sounds like on my shower speaker, and I like turn the lights out and like submerge myself like in the water, and then I love it. And sometimes I blow out the candles. I don't need candles all the time.
Well, at least you clean. That's one thing about all of that. I mean, when it's all said and done, that's one of, I guess that would be one of the favorite parts of the weekend. Let me see. All right. If that's the case, then if you could take one book, one piece of clothing, and one food item to a desert island, what would those three things be?
Okay, so one book,
one piece of clothing, and one food item.
And I'm on an island, so it's like the weather is fairly warm.
Yep, you're on a desert island, but you know, it's gonna be storms and all of that stuff that come through. But for the most part, yeah.
This is really because I got only one that I have to read all the time. This is so pretty interesting. Okay,
you better read one paragraph a day.
Okay, so clothing item is gonna be a sundress. I think that's going to be very easy. It's lightweight, but it still covers me. And it's like, I'm low key, like have a bathing suit on so I can still get it wet and still dry it. So a sundress would be my one piece of clothing. My food, this food I get all the time, or I just eat it one time and then it's gone.
Well, it just say one food item.
One food item. Does a food item consist as an entree?
It could be, I guess.
Okay, so I want an Italian meal. and I want all the courses.
Just one Italian meal.
No. I want all the courses. You know, they don't just have one meal in Italian courses, okay? They got the beginning, they got the appetizer, then they got the pre-food, then they got the real food, then they got the dessert food, then they got the real dessert, and then they let you go home.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm set for a couple of days, months.
Right, you want the
food.
You want the whole shebang. Okay, well, what's the book? What's the one book you're gonna read one paragraph a day of?
Now, this is what took me so long because I have so many books that I love, and I can see myself reading again. But I'm realizing, am I on this island by myself?
I'm guessing so. I'm guessing
can
so.
You send me on an island. You could have put me with somebody. You're rude. Wow. Okay, so there's a book called 11 Minutes. It keeps popping into my head with me just being alone and having something to reread. And it's by Paulo Coelho. He also, I think he also did The Alchemist. I think he's also the, yes, he's also the writer of The Alchemist, which is the book that I would initially bring, would be The Alchemist, to the island. However, 11 Minutes also has some intimate parts. So I would be able to not only get a little bit of wisdom, but also get some intimacy if I'm going to be alone on this island in this book. Right. So it'd be the 11 Minutes book. Yeah.
Well, I definitely know if it was something like that with me and I had to take one food item, I'd take something that I can grow. I can keep growing, you know what I'm saying? And keep me some food.
You know what? I didn't think about, but where would you grow it on an island? It's sand.
Well, it's going to be some trees or something somewhere. It's going to be it's got to be some brush somewhere in there. It's a desert island, but it didn't say. It's going to be around some water or something.
So now because you're on this island, there's things there, right? But when I was asking you if I could get a person, you told me no.
No, okay. That's a person. That's all right, a person.
But even with that, like I was asking for some leeway. You just told me no. But now when you're on this island, there's definitely going to be some trees. You can plant it.
No, okay? Come on. What island don't have some trees?
I don't know the island you was clearly trying to put me on.
No.
You didn't want me to be great. No. I don't know, but I like the idea too. All right, can I scrap mine in? Okay. So take the Italian meal out and that's just because I've been on this carb. Like I've been wanting like bread and pasta. So shout outs to the bread and pasta. Yeah, but I need to slow down.
You trying to have your last meal. I said you was on the deserted island, not the penitentiary. Goddamn, you thought you was on
who's gonna come get me?
Like you're on death row, man. You want
who's
three
gonna come get me?
Nah, you just wanted 3 days worth of food.
That's not three. I'm gonna take my time. I'm actually gonna spread it out. It's gonna be like, oh, I don't have no refrigerator. It's over.
Man, it's gonna mold. Right. It's gonna mold.
Okay. Can I take the Italian meal off my thing to the island, which was only because I was being greedy? Because again, I told you I'm on the all right. So with the aspect of you putting in there, and that's on you. You should have let me answer that, and then we ended it. You did. That's okay. I'm bringing it back. I would like to plant. What would I eat all the time? Apples.
Okay.
Apples. I would plant apples. You can do it specifically.
You can do a lot with apples. You can do a whole lot.
Yeah, I would do apples. But even when I think about like food items in itself, everything could technically perish that you would actually take that you would enjoy outside of like tuna fish.
Well, you know, if you can find a way to fish, of course you can eat the fish and stuff, but but they were just saying one food item. Okay, well, anyway.
Can I bring seasoning?
No, we're finna move on. No, no, Patti LaBelle, you can't bring your damn pies. We're not going that route right now. All right, so tell me this then. What's the last thing that had you so excited you couldn't even sleep?
Every time I travel.
Okay.
Yeah. I know that like with the world and how like we're slowly like reopening, I've been fortunate enough to still be able to travel and still be able to be, COVID free, amen to Jesus. And I've been one excited, anxious, nervous. But every time I've traveled this year and I've traveled to a few places, shout out to the people that I've traveled with. I had an amazing time. And every time before, I'm packing.
Well, Shay, what's the next place you're going to travel to?
Right now, I'm not sure. Well, this year, I think I'm good for this year. This year, I've gone to Jamaica, the Bahamas, Atlanta, Cali, Maryland, like PA. I've been out here a little bit. Florida. I was out here. And next year, I'm looking for maybe like Greece. You know,
okay.
but I'm hoping that I can find something soon. Oh, I might go to Florida again. Might do a little Miami trip with the girls, but I heard it's a little expensive. People explain it to me. I don't know why it's a thing. I don't know.
Well, all right. Since you into travel like you into travel, I got some traveling for you. So we're going to travel from today, November 22nd, 2021, to 10 years from now, November 22nd, 2031. And you just won Miss America. What you finna stand up in front of that podium and say?
Told y'all it was going to be great. That should
have
been on me 5 years ago.
You say 5 years ago.
Yeah. Shit, got me waiting 10. We would have been did this. How about that?
So you wouldn't go up there and say nothing to inspire the young girls of America to be better than they are and all of that?
Of course I will. That would be what I've been doing for the past 10 years. And that's why okay. I won Miss America.
Okay. okay. I got you. That's what's up. Okay. All right. So if you could tell yourself from 10 years ago one thing, what would it be?
I feel like we did this. I feel like I had an answer already for that, but I'll change my answer at this point. Invest in Bitcoin when you see it. It sounds crazy, but it makes sense. I would also tell them 10 years ago. Mm. Okay. I would also tell them to invest in yourself. And just like being on an airplane, make sure that you're secure and you're safe and you have your mask on before anyone else is, because if you can't take care of you, no one else will. That's it. I don't know. Friend. Person. Gigi, just be great.
That's
and don't go through that door on that day because you saw, when we fast forward in time, they'll understand. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. See, you shouldn't even said that. Okay, so tell me this then. What's the biggest mistake that you've ever made in your life and what you learned from it?
The biggest mistake?
Yeah.
I don't think there's no really big mistake, to be honest with you. However, if I could think about things that I probably would have rethought, was that as a person that understand that I want to be in podcasting and I want to be able to have a voice as well as communicate with my listeners or people that are also in podcasting, that I had to be in social media. And prior to that, I was not a social media person. You couldn't find me nowhere. That's not what I was doing. But understanding the type of role that I was trying to play, not even trying, I am playing, and well, I'm not even playing it, I'm out here, and being able to interact with people, I realized I had to be on social media. With that being said, I also realized that I get introduced to a lot of new people all the time. And I've allowed someone that I thought was really cool with me to slide into my DMs and kind of hurt my feelings at the same time. But that was me not understanding the dynamics of social media and how easy people can slide into your DMs and how sometimes even the most genuine and people that are supporting you are not as for you as you think you are. And they kind of set you back, because for me, I'm good with vibes. So I've always been good with meeting people in person. That's the type of person that I am. So I would talk to strangers every day. So you get a good vibe and you understand that chemistry that you're having and a rapport that you're having with someone. But online, it's different. You know, you're really just taking it for what you see and what you're reading. There's nothing else
for
it. And it allows you to even be vulnerable, because you're thinking that this person is as genuine as you're portraying yourself to be, and then you realize mask off.
Yeah.
Mask off.
That makes sense, man. That makes sense, because I just did that on Instagram. I don't think I follow you on Instagram because I couldn't find you, but
yeah, that's the thing. There's nothing that I have on my Instagram. I don't promote it. It's a picture of Carly, y'all.
Oh Lord Jesus. Okay, yeah. I just said that on Instagram, I'm a real genuine dude, man. They don't make them like me no more. You know what I'm saying? And I literally try to be. So I kind of understand exactly what you're saying. You know, I definitely understand what you're saying. So that's what's up, man. Look, I am really happy that we got an opportunity to do this today, that we got an opportunity to hang out and talk a little bit. I appreciate you coming on to the show and showing some love.
And I appreciate you having me. And shout out to y'all that are supporting Bobby, because he's dope. So
I appreciate that, man. That's love. And, you know, it's going to be a time, man, when we'll get an opportunity to do this again, because after we get done with grinding, which grinding is the next audio movie that'll be coming out on the BobbyDollarShow.com. I want to sit down with you again and actually talk to you and get your thoughts on the actual story, but it's going to be after we're done with the complete story. I might actually be able to give you a copy of the whole thing, depending upon how fast I can edit everything and let you hear
it. I believe in you. Don't worry. I believe in you.
But either way, you can always send me your feedback per episode too, you know. And that would be cool too. So again, man, I want to thank you. Tell our listeners how they can find you and tell them a little bit about your podcast and everything.
Hi everyone, once again, it's Gigi. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me on Twitter at gcarly7. That's GQARLY and the number 7. I'm also, you can find me on a podcast called Just a Conversation with Greg, Mr. Rent Money, and Gigi. I'm also associated to the Lunch Break Podcast Network. And you want to hear my voice again, definitely listen to the Grinding episodes. I'm definitely on there. and the Homies Podcast with Mo, B, and Bobby Dollars. So I look forward to hearing from y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's love right there, man. Hey, I appreciate that. And it's been a fun ride, man. And I hope everybody that's listening got an opportunity to enjoy tonight's episode with Gigi, man. Hey, it's the big homie. And this has been the Bobby Dollar Show.